This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 20th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. To end ongoing bloodshed in Ukraine, the United States and European Union should aid negotiations in the short term and offer the benefits of unfettered trade to the people of Ukraine longer term. Andrei Ilarionov is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. From 2000 through 2005, he was the chief economic advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin. We spoke earlier today.
There are many reasons for what is going right now in Ukraine, but the main one is the plan of Mr. Putin, Russian president, to take some Ukrainian territories and to grab them for himself. He said many times that Ukraine is not a real state. And Ukraine is occupying some so-called Russian territories. So he never gave up the idea of taking some of the Ukrainian territories for himself. But it is rather hard to do it when the situation in Ukraine is peaceful, is lawful, is orderly, and it is developing reasonably well. So there is a long-term plan how to undermine the stability and economic prosperity in Ukraine and how to start and to launch a civil conflict. Putin has started the so-called economic war against in Ukraine last summer, and it was a pretty devastating war. He stopped import of a lot of Ukrainian products into Russia. He introduced a sanitary cordon for some Ukrainian goods. At the same time, the propaganda campaign has been launched against Ukraine. As a result of economic sanctions, Ukraine has lost several billion U.S. dollars in exports, and it started to develop a real economic crisis and economic contraction. Later, he introduced additional political pressure on Yanukovych, president of Ukraine, forcing him not to sign agreement on association with the European Union that was planned to be signed at the late of November in Vilnius. As a result of this decision, the whole Ukrainian nation that was going to support this agreement with European Union went to the streets and squares of Kyiv demanding continuation of the so-called pro-European process that has been actually supported by Yanukovych himself and developed also by Yanukovych for three previous years. That have been developed in gradually, step by step, in more and more serious conflict, leading to the mass shooting by government troops and government special forces against demonstrators in recent days. At this moment, several dozens of people have been killed on the streets of Kyiv, and Yanukovych has ordered his troops to open fire with guns against people. So at this moment, situation is still is developing. The demonstrators, the opposition, started to fight back, and at this moment, number of government troops have changed sides and moving on the side of the protesters. Several members of governing party of regions and several bureaucrats from these party of regions have abandoned this party and joined the opposition. A number of bureaucrats and deputies left Ukraine harshly. Now, just exactly these days and these hours and these minutes, people in many regions of Ukraine are trying to stop trains and buses moving troops into Kyiv and trying to prevent the violent bloodshed that is being organized by Yanukovych. At the same time, European nations and United States started to be involved, at least orally, in this process. Vice President Biden has issued a statement, and President Obama also has warned Mr. Yanukovych not to use troops in against protesters. Today, three ministers of foreign affairs, Poland, Germany, and France, flew to Kyiv to have negotiations with Yanukovych, forcing him to organize election of president and of the parliament. So those conversations and negotiations were continuing for almost 4 hours when Yanukovych stopped these negotiations and went to telephone to call Mr. Putin, asking him for further instructions. It's quite clear that at this moment, the most important part on the side of the European nations and the United States to use all possible resources of pressure on Yanukovych, that Yanukovych would not use force, would not use army, would not use special troops against opposition, and he would involve in negotiations with oppositions on a terms of new elections for the president and new elections for the parliament. This is a clear deadlock for two sides in Ukraine, with a heavy pressure and with heavy involvement from the Russia, from the Russian side, with hundreds and thousands so-called specialists from special forces from Russia that were participating in the Ukrainian events, with heavy financing from the Russian side, with billions of US dollars pouring into Yanukovych's pocket just to give this money to troops that are shooting protesters. And the main role for the West at this moment to stop bloodshed, to stop use of force, to stop use of weapons against protesters, and to launch negotiations leading to as soon as possible election, new election of the president and of the parliament.
To what extent can the U.S. or the EU simply declare free trade with this country to sort of soften the blow of the sort of material deficit that the people in the Ukraine are facing?
That could be very important, but it's definitely, it would be next step. It is not a step for today. It's definitely because at this moment when there is a shooting on Kyiv streets, when people are being killed in dozens every hour. So that is why the most important things right now is to exert pressure on Yanukovych's side, on the government side, to stop bloodshed and to start real negotiations, not the mimicking negotiations as Yanukovych did for previous 3 months. So this is the most important. And at this moment, and the United States and European nations do have this power and do have those resources. And as we can see from the behavior of some of European and American leaders in the last few days, we can see that this pressure could have effect on a real situation in Kyiv.
Andrei Alarionov is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. You can read more of his work at cato.org.